hydrogen, yet still release it easily when heated for a safe, efficient hydrogen battery. With further research, Bud imagines a non-polluting car that can run 300 miles without a refill, all thanks to PIM Power. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy, supported by its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
mama. She could do your laundry and cook for you. Maybe you should stay with your mama.
Mama.
You're really kind of stupid and ugly too.
And you should never.
I'm not afraid to lips are chapped, but they crack with flavor. It's a cold night for an alligator. Baby, I'm a lover, not a hater. Lay down for me, sweet potato. Sweet potato, sweet potato. The cowboy talks like an antique phone. That cowboy walks like a bag of bones. That cowboy dreams of a lovely girl. To heal his wounds and his soul it swears. Sweet potato, sweet potato. Surprise. Her parents are pale and polarized. When it's a silvery moon, she comes outside. Sweet potato.
Come celebrate live music at KKFI with KKFI's CD Release Party Times 2 with two great music makers, Nashville recording artist Three Brick Shy, playing here in the background, and Nashville recording artist Bill Kleppel. We'll have CDs to release, refreshments to imbibe, and a party going on. That's Thursday, March 13th, 7 p.m. at the KKFI Party Room. Only five measly bucks at the door. See you there.
Nobel laureate Gerald Edelman speaks about the brain on Exploration, Monday morning at 5.
Please excuse me, but I've got to ask. I only be nice because you want something. My fertile Arab says, be careful how you respond, cause you might end up.
Tom York for you. The only man I like to listen to do that. He's the only one. From his 2006 release, The Eraser, that was The Eraser. It's 43 minutes after the hour of something here in the world that we live in the 21st century. Here, now that it's daylight savings time, I'm Benjamin, your host of the show. We'll be here with you for the remainder of the evening. How long is that? That's all night long, I believe. At some point, right around 3 o'clock, we'll have a new suicide for you. And we'll, of course, take your phone calls at 816-931-5534. That's 931-KKFI. As as we look forward to a wonderful program. Are we going to have a wonderful program this morning, Jesse?
I think we are, Ben.
Yeah, do you think so? What's in the show prep file?
Well, we have Go Find the Others live in the studio tonight.
You might want to get a little closer to your microphone, sir.
I have a booming voice.
Cool.
Well, there's lots of good stories.
Like the family in Tampa, Florida, who thought they were getting just some nice red meat.
Did you hear that one, Jake?
Some red meat from the local Walmart.
The LSD-laced steak.
Right.
That did not happen, by the way.
What do you mean it didn't happen? It was on the internet. It's a news story. It was on CBS.com, Jesse. How could it not have happened? Everything on CBS.com has happened.
Nobody is going to waste LSD by putting it in a steak because they think it's funny that someone might eat it. That's A. B, when you cook the steak, there's no way that...
How do you know that? How do you know that if you cook...
I did my PhD on LSD.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Did you really?
I did.
Your PhLSD?
My PhLSD.
I mean, so were you trying to make an acid omelet or something like that? And you're like, oh, this stuff doesn't work anymore. I've neutralized it.
Well, if you leave it in your wallet too long, it doesn't work. I mean, I can't imagine, like, dosing it on a steak and cooking it up.
So you think somebody went to Walmart with some blotter paper and was rubbing it on beef?
Probably injecting it, right?
It's confusing how this happens. I mean, it made a lot more sense a couple of weeks ago when there was a recall at a Walmart in China because some of the fox meat was tainted with donkey or some of the donkey meat was tainted with fox. You would think that there would be a logical way to understand that, but there isn't. I'm not sure which one was which.
What part of the country was that in?
In China. It was in China.
Oh, it was in China.
It was in the Chinese part of the country.
Well, then that makes sense.
It does?
They'll eat anything.
They? They will eat anything?
The Chinese.
But Walmart's got some PR issues to deal with here.
They eat poisonous fish.
You know, and the article I read that referenced the LSD-tainted beef, because a family of five... I think it started off as a family of four, but by the end of the night, it was a family of five.
The labor was induced.
Because a pregnant woman was eating the LSD-tainted beef. How do they figure out that it was tainted with LSD? That's interesting.
Lab results.
Don't you have to go looking for that stuff, though? Yeah. Like, all right, test it for acid now, Bob. I mean, how does that go? They were like, well, We tried peyote and mescaline and ecstasy. We realized that we needed to test it for LSD. The situation worsened when the victim's daughters, ages 7 and 6, also got sick and reportedly began hallucinating.
Hmm.
It wasn't clear what caused the mysterious illness until Friday when officials say they received test results from the medical examiner that pointed to LSD as the meat's contaminant. Now, the meat was purchased at a Walmart in Tampa, Florida, located on 1501 North Dale Mabry Highway. But unfortunately for all you listeners out there from Tampa, they've already taken all the LSD-tainted beef off the shelves.
It's been sent to Austin for South by Southwest.
But I'll tell you what, if you did start tripping, you'd probably start to feel weird because you just ate a steak you bought at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, you would think that after eating a steak from Walmart, that might not be the time that you're going to want to travel the dimensions.
Yeah.
It might induce a bad trip, is what I'm saying. Might be a bad thing. Pretty impressive, though. I mean, Walmart has got all the angles covered.
Yeah, they really do have everything.
And this story coming out the same time as the first trial of LSD as medicine in 40 years is getting underway. Research on the therapeutic potential of other drugs known for their popularity on the street, such as ecstasy, etc., are also potentially being used. But the government has given the green light for somebody somewhere to play around with LSD, some peyote.
I watched a
psilocybin mushrooms. The federal government's it's a grant too. In addition to the several studies using MDMA along with psychotherapy for the treatment of end-of-life anxiety, the drug is under study and has showed promise. No flashbacks or prolonged events were observed in the first trial, and only 6 adverse events, including illusions, emotional distress, and feeling cold or abnormal.
So I watched this Boards of Canada documentary recently from the 70s about LSD, and they were saying how when they started doing all the research in the 30s up in Canada, that the Pentagon caught wind of it, and they came up and they wanted to, you know, they're like, can we get a little, you know, we want to do our own little research. And they were seriously considering it, giving to soldiers to have in their emergency pouch. So if your plane got shot down on some island in the South Pacific and you were waiting for the Japanese to come and execute you, it might make the waiting go a little better if every soldier had his own little LSD pouch. But they found that every time they gave a soldier LSD, he didn't want to be a soldier anymore. He put his gun down and said, I'm not going to kill anything. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. And so
it's bad for business.
So then the Pentagon decided to go in a different direction and start using it for interrogation of prisoners. Very interesting.
But they're trying it again. They're giving it a shot. And it's kind of interesting because that's one of the treatments that would be for it. It would be for soldiers with post-traumatic stress.
They had that idea back in the Dust Bowl days.
I hear it's good for pre-traumatic stress also.
The pilot study conducted in Switzerland, 12 patients suffering deep anxiety due to serious illness participated in several drug-free psychotherapy sessions and then joined a pair of therapists for 2 full-day psychotherapy sessions separated by 2 to 3 weeks, all under the influence of LSD. After tapering off any anti-anxiety or antidepressant medications and avoiding alcohol for at least a day, subjects in the trial were given a 200 microgram dose of LSD. Is that a lot?
How much?
200 micrograms.
How many parts per million?
Seems like
that?
It might be enough. I mean, how much would that cost in the parking lot of a Phish concert?
At least $10.
And some people, unfortunately, were given a placebo. But it was an active placebo with only 20 micrograms of the drug. Mm.
Is it kind of like analog tape? Is there only one company manufacturing it anymore?
Yeah, Sandoz Laboratories in Switzerland. I think that's the company that's always manufactured it. Where Albert Hofmann, the inventor of the stuff,
who ate it by accident.
Yeah, that's what they always say. Oh, it was a big accident, sweetie. I didn't mean to eat that. Of course, I think they were researching a cure for the common cold or something like that. Which I'm sure, you know, if you got the sniffles, dosing yourself with LSD will allow you to, I guess, overcome those. And other obstacles in your life, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, you've seen firsthand how it works when you're really sick and then all of a sudden you're not. An amazing thing.
So here's another, this is a weird story. So apparently scientists, and I don't know if the scientists should be used loosely here. It should be scientists in quotations. But scientists have developed a orgasm machine for women that you can apparently, there's like a button and you can just press it and it's an instant orgasm. But this is where it kind of goes sideways a little bit. The machine is designed to be a medical implant that uses electrodes that are attached to a woman's spine or her spinal cord that then gives electrical shocks to induce orgasms. It's a little smaller than a pack of cigarettes. So apparently, Stuart Melloy, a surgeon at Piedmont Anesthesia and Pain Consultants in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, came up with the idea by accident. The doctor was placing electrodes in a patient, and suddenly the woman started exclaiming emphatically, according to him. I asked her what was up, and she said, and I quote, "You're going to have to teach my husband how to do that."
Hmm.
He explained that his idea of orgasms happening at the push of a button is just that simple. He explained that treatment is intended to be used in the most serious of orgasmic dysfunction cases. Which, you volunteer for that, don't you, Jake? Orgasmic dysfunction cases. We do a little...
My specialty.
Community service. That's how you can help out the people. The listenership out there. But that kind of seems a little creepy, doesn't it? I mean, who's going to go get one of those?
I mean...
And then you have to have something, you know... electrodes installed into your spinal cord. It probably works really well. Seems a little permanent, though.
Yeah, I'm at a loss. I just... That's creepy.
It is a little creepy, isn't it?
But there's apparently a lot of women out there who can't orgasm.
So apparently the... did you see the story of the founder of Bitcoin, who's not the founder of Bitcoin, was getting chased around L.A. by a horde of reporters?
Well, because they published his address.
And they're doing what they do where they just camp out.
Mm-hmm.
Got all the film trucks, the TV trucks out there. But he says, "I am not the founder of Bitcoin." As he's... I mean, this is on the heel. This is how many Bitcoin exchanges have been completely and totally hacked. Hundreds of millions of dollars have disappeared. You know, an American living in Singapore, who was the CEO of another Bitcoin exchange company, mysteriously dies. People are disappearing. Bitcoin is however, not declining in value. With all this stuff that's going on, Bitcoins continue to increase in value. Bitcoin's like $600 a pop. And they stole from that online exchange in Japan $500 million worth of Bitcoins. It's insane. You used to be able to buy Bitcoins for like a quarter. Used to be your computer would mine for Bitcoins. There's a company locally that sells Bitcoin mining equipment that it's like a supercomputer. $12,000 for a ready-to-go Bitcoin mining computer. It's to the point now where it's more expensive in electricity to run computers to mine for Bitcoins. And by mine for Bitcoins, what a computer essentially does is it does complex mathematical equations. And that's the mining for Bitcoins. I mean, there's entire complexes devoted to this. Huge warehouses full of computers that mine for Bitcoins.
I guess I'm still confused on the whole Bitcoin thing because I thought that they're just, they have no value. I mean, obviously on the internet they have value, but they're not.
I mean, they have Bitcoin ATMs.
Can't they just keep printing more Bitcoins?
No, there's a finite amount of them. That's the whole point. I think that's the idea, is to demonstrate that you can have a non-fiat, non-banker-centered currency. It's either an attempt at some level of financial freedom, because I've always said that if you really want to figure out how to overcome the injustice of a lot of this situation in America, the economic injustices of the Pentagon and the Federal Reserve, you have to stop using their product, which is the Federal Reserve note. And the Bitcoin is, I think, an attempt at that, or it is just a conditioning process to get us all used to having just digital money and having no more physical currency, no more paper money, no more coinage. One of two things are going on here. It's either freedom or tyranny. love or fear. I'm not sure which one it is. That'll be demonstrated to us shortly, I'm sure. But they have Bitcoin ATMs where you can like insert a flash drive that has Bitcoins on them and change that in for money.
Hmm.
I mean, it's serious. And one Bitcoin is worth $500-$600 or something like that. It is no joke. But it could simply just be a conditioning process to get us used to no longer having actual currency, physical money.
Or maybe someday we'll all have Bitcoin mining software attached to our spinal cords.
Will it be able to give me an orgasm? Is that where you're going with that?
A naughty Bitcoin.
Yeah, naughty Bitcoin.